That sound means it's another big, smaller podcast, if that makes sense. But another big few minutes here I want to spend on Alex Garrett podcasting, because here was my thought on the day. You wake up and you hear this. You hear this from Fox and Friends. Now, I don't usually tout Fox and Friends or cite them, but this was kind of a big deal. And the New York Post actually attached the visual report of what happened in New York City today.
Todd Pyro, we have to acknowledge you. You're at the Port Authority right now. What are you seeing now, Todd?
At this point, that bus has come and gone. Those migrants presumably now spread out into the city. But like you mentioned, within the last 20 minutes, that bus arrived behind me here at Port Authority in New York City. And I believe we're going to show you some video of that arrival. It was frenetic. That bus
spread across the city. Migrants from crossing the border into Texas sent up here via Governor Abbott's order to send illegals crossing the border to here, Washington, and any other liberal city that I guess he feels has very relaxed policies. He's even sent one over to the Capitol to show Congress what's going on. And okay, this could be a cry for help from Governor Abbott, but what he's doing is screwing us up even more. What he is doing is adding more to the mental health crisis in New York City. What he is doing by sending busloads of people illegally crossing the border to make a point is not helping the situation at all. No, you continue to work with the Biden administration, but you don't send, and you probably yourself, and so many in the conservative circle say, well, we don't know what they're coming in with. Maybe they have COVID. Maybe this or the other. Maybe. And I don't doubt there are diseases crossing the border within these people, because healthcare in around the countries in South America are not good. So I don't doubt there are some real issues that these people have physically and mentally that we should not want in this city, illegal status or not. But instead of continuing dialogue, which I know the Biden administration may not want to have, instead of continuing dialogue, Governor Abbott, you're just making things even worse. You're bringing people into the city with some sicknesses we might not even know what they have. That's my number one issue with this. You're letting them spread across the city now because you want to prove a point. You want to be macho against Eric Adams. That does not make any sense. You know we have a rising crime problem. You know the New York Post headline, actually. You know that there have been arrests and then re-releases over and over. So you add this crisis. You add the mental health crisis to the city. You add the fact that there is a still rising homeless, that they want to put the homeless in the, in office buildings and hotels and whatever else. You know all of that, but you still want to say, screw you, New York, for not coming down to the border. I mean, you extend the olive branch, and yes, Adams could have taken it, but again, there's so much going on up here that I don't blame Adams for not going to the border. I think this is really a immature, childish move by Governor Abbott. Because instead of addressing the issue, he is basically saying, nope, you want him here? He's your problem. They're your problem. I mean, yes, I agree. The whole give us you're poor, you're hungry, you're tired is a major, major slogan of the Statue of Liberty. And I've said this years ago. They're not doing it the right way right now. We get that. We know that. But you're just exacerbating the city problems, the city population, by just sending them up here. We already have enough to deal with, Governor Abbott. Do not send another busload, because you want to help America. You don't infiltrate the city with people we have no idea about. That's not helping your fellow American right there. That's being childish and being unreasonable and throwing a temper tantrum, as far as I could tell. So this one, I really don't blame Adams for. I think he wants to be tougher on crime. I think, finally, Governor Hochul's telling judges, understand the law better. I'm not sure what that means, but releasing, catching them, releasing them on bail and all, it's all a mess. But, yeah, I am very, I feel like this is more Back to the Future nonsense. When did we ever think migrants are spread across the city would be a thing? We never thought that would be a real issue, but here we go. We're just compiling, and of course the police are continually being afraid to do something. They're being almost beat up daily, shot at daily. There's nothing fun about that side of the city. As fun as the city is in the summer with the crowds here and everything like that, this is not the fun part. Talking about this is not the fun part. You know, the Mets, they're about to come back against the Braves here. We'll see what happens. Them and the Yankees are having an incredible time. We don't need more issues in the backdrop of this incredible summer that it's turned out to be. So, we need to be more vigilant, as I've heard on the radio. We need to be all this other stuff. But the thing is, you want to help cities defend against illegal immigration? You don't send busloads up here, Governor Abbott. That's not the right way to do it. And then you're saying, we're going to send more up there. It was some kind of practical joke you have here? I mean, come on. This isn't funny. You're bringing in people we have no idea about, who may have diseases, who may have COVID, for God's sakes, or whoever. God forbid, monkeypox, right? That's now a public emergency. We don't know what these people have. And we don't even know what the homeless have, because they won't let us talk to them. And the shelters aren't a safe place either. So, it is wild that in the foreground we have, come back to New York. We're alive. We are open again. In the background, you got all these different situations that are seemingly unresolving themselves. And if the politicians think it's better to, make life in the city hellish, if they think that's the answer, then you're doing it wrong. You're doing it wrong. That's not the answer. We've got to be a team. We've got to be United States of America. Not, I'm going to ship off all these people to say, what for? Get on the phone with the Biden administration continually and make efforts to work with them. Don't throw this crap on us. That's the worst thing you can do. You screwed up, Governor Abbott. I'm Alex Garrett. We'll talk to you soon.